Good morning. It's me. Can you hear me? You're listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Kalan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on and then tune in and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more, 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 and
Espresso by Martina Rice Newberry. This afternoon, my thoughts fall all over each other trying to get to the Sabor y Cultura Cafe. My little eye winks and my nose runs, and my thoughts trip over their own feet. We'll have espresso curled in our cups like some black metal waiting to become gold. Jefe is outside nursing the morning's large coffee. He sells almost anything. Homegrown, marching dust, ready rock, blue mollies. His pockets flare with small sheets of foil, cheap lighters, alligator clips, and papers frail as aging skin. There's a pigeon at Jefe's feet. It stays with him most of the day, wanting a crumb of croissant or cupcake. The shadows are not long at Sabor y Cultura. It is either day or night there, none of this aluminum twilight shit. Sabor knows there are only two times in a day, so I got here with my sharpened pencils and my nagging cough. My thoughts are fragile brushstrokes on Hollywood Boulevard's dirty stretched canvas. The day's leaves fall without a sound, the way strong winds fall and see themselves out, the way a stem cringes when you set a match to it, the way Jefe takes his leave of us, here today, gone today. Three haibun for my friend. 1. You gave me the small statue of a fairy. I gave you a polished stone. You gave me a brotherly kiss near my mouth. I gave you a new pen, the kind you liked best, and an antique inkwell. I gave you the fear beneath my collarbone. You gave me the dark house of your anger. I gave you red wine. You gave me a song to ease my throat. I gave you the furrows in the vineyards near my home. You gave me an orchard of whole breaths and a small purse to hold my grief. You gave me the blessed curve of rain. I gave you the train of thunder pulling it. You gave me a restless, inappropriate passion, and the time for giving gifts came to an end. The summer rainstorm brings us back to ourselves. Hummingbirds stop. Sip. 2. Insolence, like winter, entered my body and stayed, unwelcome, uninvited. What I want to tell you now is about winter and how I heard it enter me, sting my mouth, harden my silences. When the sun rose, I lay in bed, bargaining with my personal gods. As always, they won. God is a palm tree. Jazz dances in the wind. Winter is over. 3. The years cured you of arrogance. You wax peaceful now, and your poems smell of rising water and the hair of women gone mad in abandonment. You gave up smoking, as did I, but not drinking, which has held our feet on the ground. I promised not to be a stranger, but failed in that promise. I regret that. Your frantic eyes have followed me, seeing my devices and my delirium. I could never forget you, though. You must credit me for trying. We've both stopped praising work that is fake and full of bullet holes. We are living out our lives secure in nothing but maybe love, maybe hunger. I think of you now, lying still, volleying words. Your life, a card game. Learning by rote. God, it's dark, and the stars are treacherous. Silver knives slashing through night's armor, so that emptiness leaks out over the trees and the town and the houses. This place is alive with sexual incompatibilities. They sound like the moans of dying doves. Please, no. When? I don't know. Not now? No. Please? No. Enter a moon. It has learned its lessons by rote. Resurrected. Hollow. It has been through this before. Knows the routine. Rise, shrink, die. Rise, shrink, die. While the town stays the way it is. The moon sweats. Smells of jealousy. Is tired of change. Tired of straining. Weeping. It ponders the steaming junkyards. The leavings of commerce, yes? bobs up and down on the spongy clouds, closes its dungeon eyes, waves goodbye, and sinks. Colin James, a few slightly tricky, elucidated areas of incompatibility. The portal to an alternative universe has recently been identified by a Peter Allman of Ellesmere Port, Cheshire. Mr. Allman was fortunate to obtain several controversial photos due to overcast conditions on his cell phone before the portal was no longer expressive. He lists his hobbies as train spotting, stamp collecting, and alternative universe enthusiast. Memorabilia can be purchased by contacting Mr. Allman at his not particularly enigmatic gypsy caravan in Anglesey, Wales. Colin James, The Rape Poem. I kept to the busy path connecting our village with the town. I thought I smelled pomegranates, but they don't grow here as yet. Must be cheap to import. Traveling well protected within that red-brown husk, juices sweet and tart. Next poem called Quaffing an Esoteric Pompadour. The keep out and no trespassing signs were prominently displayed, yet as the intruders still ventured forth to witness this private landscaped Eden, sensors in the ground whispered sounds of metal sharpening metal. Panic was the usual result, running next through a thick, bordering overgrowth, ripping at eyes, hair, and cloth. In the tasteful house, all was recorded. The owner sipping on chilled vermouth, then driving his Land Rover to the tourist viewing area. A mile away, according to current statutes, he stayed almost until midnight, cursing them in an accent analogous with tax havens.
Learning by rote.
Learning by rote.
Martina Rice
Newberry. God, it's dark. And stars are treacherous.
Silver knives.
Slashing through night.
So the emptiness leaks out.
Over the trees.
Over the town.
This place is alive.
Sexual incompatibility.
They sound like the moans of dying doves.
Please.
When?
Enter a moon.
It has learned its lesson.
Resurrected.
It has been through this before.
Knows the routine. Rise.
While the town sways
the way it sways,
the moon swells of jealousy.
Is tired of pain.
It ponders the steam of jungle.
The leavings of commerce.
It bobs up and down.
Closes its dungeon.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Kalan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on and then tune in and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more, 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 and more.
Thank you.
Listen, Roque Dalton. The first thing you have to do is shout, throwing all that bad stuff into the air. Listen, all of you, those who receive my word like a blessing to ward off the night. Listen. Listen, even during a future outrage when they'll give you a bloody head and smashed up legs, breaking your horizon between the stones that never sold out or gave the machete a rough swing against water or footsteps. Listen, you over there, those I insulted with the most obvious truth, those I gave handouts with arrogance, those I loved with my flags and my fingernails, those I wounded with my rambling love, those of whom I knew only their secret code, their share of my heir and my enemy. Listen, women, girls I almost deflowered with this voice I had to steal, sweet figures with which they painted heaven for me, lovers, rivers of meat someone dammed up in order to slake my thirst, eyes that hemmed in the night I asked for, little noses, hands with fingers kept away from the fire, lips, armpits like the black roses that hid before asking if anyone wanted them, feet of a ballerina where my expatriate heart ended up dying. Listen, listen, hard friends who scorned the tenderness of my unending childhood, sons, grandfathers of alcohol and transitive dawns, evil builders of the desperation traveling inside of watches, knives I shied away from, grapes, milk, and honey I'd hoped to obtain like someone who kisses the sugar's soul, pirates ransacking the tears of the fugitives, crazy ones, crazy and dear, lovers of flowers and vices, of the eyes of their child who was never born, of the small velvet bear whose ears they wanted to kiss, proud enemies I wanted to love, mother, mother who was a shout away from my impetuous shipwrecks, mother, my mother, mother, the one beautiful shadow capable of hating every inch of him who rightly shut the window in my face. Listen, listen, hear my final shout, the unrestrained accent of my hardest rivers, the vibrant banner, mine alone and closest to my heart. The World Is Not Ending by Martina Rice Newberry. Let me get my bearings. There are spaces I will never own. I feel such regret, especially now that the world is on fire. The air is eaten by flame all around. Monks, with their skirts billowing, jump from the mountaintops, chant poverty, chastity, indifference. Keep laughing in the face of this molten planet. Laugh your ass off. It's what you'll have left in the end. You think this is a hallucination? A joke? A fantasy? Perhaps you're bewildered. The world is not ending. You've only backed one last war, one last steaming holocaust. You've only stayed silent while continents starved and died, whittled down to rock and bleached bone. Is your part in this unlikely or misunderstood? Mine, unfortunately, is not. I've participated and want to move on. Just give me a moment, please. Just let me get my bearings. The Tides of the Sun, from my work in progress, Provisional Truths. Guapalo, Quito, 12:57 p.m., December 24th, 1996. A couple hours ago, I drank a tall glass of green star soup left over from the night at Maria's place. The day is passing really fast. I'm staying in an apartment belonging to Che's Australian girlfriend, Christine, while she and he are visiting the coast. I cleaned the kitchen and did my laundry by hand all morning. Now I'm writing and watching my pair of two-month-old boa constrictors. The wide boa, who ate two mice yesterday, is halfway out of the wicker basket. The narrow boa, who wasn't hungry, shrank away from the sun, has white-lidded eyes. Is she sick? The couchside clock says 12:59. A car drives by outside. Which way? I don't know. Up the steep street. On the sunny terrace behind the apartment, my damp clothes wave in the wind. El Comisariato, says a plastic bag I hung up to dry. What could it mean? Objects talk in silent voices. 13 o'clock. The cover of Christine's Marie Claire magazine says things like £50,000 worth of free gifts, including designer fashion and beauty products, and sex expectations, the rules of affairs. But, my dear magazine, it's got to be pointed out that affairs are unruly. I know. I was in one. 1302. Boa, moving around slightly. What's he slash she looking at slash thinking about anyway? I wonder about this. 1303. Coughing green phlegm in the back of my throat. Healthy. Mariri. Scratch my neck, listen to piano music flowing out of the radio next door. The clank of this apartment's metal front door when a gust comes through. The unrhythmic crinkle of that El Comisariato plastic bag flexing in the breeze. Little girl next door calling her Mama. A rooster crows. A car starts up, rolls by, in neutral, downhill, down the stone-paved street. It's 1305. A car is beeping now, and there's a thrum-throb of unknown music on a car stereo. There's that piano music, then the whistling suddenly of Christmas Eve fireworks. Four or five whistle as they fall up above. The model's face on the cover of Marie Claire stares out at me with live eyes. Under the wide windows rests the beloved, comfortable, broken-down, indestructible, plaid couch. My notebooks and novels are lying on it, fast asleep. It's 1311. Newsflash! The boa with two mice inside has turned around, heading back into the basket, moving as if in slow motion as I write these words. It's like a 3D Discovery Channel in here. Wild, wild animals on the little table by the couch. 1313. Why are these minutes flying by so fast? Stop. Cut. Freeze frame. Slow down. Stop. My neck aches. A plane's flying by overhead. Or is that a truck with no muffler? Pause to breathe. Scratch. Write about the goose flesh on my arms. Símbolo convencional. Leyenda explicativa. To borrow a couple of phrases from the map of Ecuador taped up on the wall. At 1317 on the street, women laughing. A man yells, "Ho!" A young girl screams in fun, then purrs. A wolf whistle. A purr. Movement of pipes in water, water in pipes. Fabian, the downstairs neighbor, is taking a shower. Animal noises by the kids on the street. 1319. I turn to a fresh page in my notebook. Outside, a wolf whistle. A whistling wolf. Another. A yelp. And a cat-like, bird-like purr. A chill melts down my back. I turn and watch through the window, a gathering of gray clouds. There's to be no more sun today, it seems. An airplane is coming from the north, and now it is going away, south, into the city, over the high apartment buildings on Avenida González Suárez. 1320. I'm going to put on my shirt and bring the laundry inside. 10 years ago, I flicked a lighter flame to light her way as she stood up, wet with bathwater, to get a candle off the sink, and I flicked away a sudden, unwanted urge to hold the flickering flame to her freckled haunch. But that's another story. This is journalism of yelps on the street where you can't tell if it's a human or another animal making the noise, and the black ink plunges red and green onto the page, mentioning kings and wars and fountain pens, and the sun's out again, and we all think, and she or he purrs and mimics a seagull with uncanny accuracy. Or is it a bird and not a child? Dogs yelping, fighting, woofing under the sun. That's certainly genuinely canine. I wonder what my old friends are doing at this moment. Got to make a mental note to myself not to make any more mental notes to myself. I just went upstairs to organize books and clothing, moving around in this fantastic body as if I'd just received it out of the air, a conjuring trick. That kid makes unusual noises, almost unreal. Experimenting with chirping purrs, human life is never going to die. Yelp. 1335, a baby is carried past my front door, burbling. We're all on the same wavelength somehow, including Fabian, the downstairs neighbor, a ballet dancer from Paraguay, who recently got back from a month and a half in the Dominican Republic and just put on some music, or somebody did, indistinct, general, like a heartbeat. There went that baby again, and off goes a dog, wow, 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 and an airplane cometh, and my back aches somewhat, and, it's 1338. Close the snake basket and go outside. Cumbaya and Tumbaco, the towns in the valley out there, are veiled by mist. I'm out on the terrace now, biting my lower lip and feeling the breeze ruffle the fur on my legs. Fleeting melody of a songbird crossing the heaven's sky. A ventarrón, or big wind, blew one of the blankets I was airing out right off the wall, but fortunately it landed on the other terrace below instead of in the ravine. It's a cosmic wavelength flowerpot thing, man. Sooner or later, I'm just going to have to face it. Tranquil, serene mountains in the purple distance stress out sometimes just like the rest of us. It just takes place over hundreds of thousands of years. You know, once in a while, I feel like I'm starting to make sense. Existing, man. Getting played like an accordion by the cosmic flow. Sometimes it's angels. Sometimes it's olive oil, or a crushed, empty box of Marlboro Lights, the tunes I play. Metallic noises of empty barrels clank up from the valley. Bang! Bong! And the next-door neighbors are playing agreeable music. They're standing out on their terrace, conversing. There's laughter. It's a fine, gleaming day. The earth smiles. The music is Arabic, exhilarating. The neighbors are Quechuas, mountain Indians. He's telling in Spanish about something that happened in the Supermaxi supermarket, and the women laugh. A giant cloud shadow looms goofily up the wooded hill at the other side of this nearer valley. Half the world plays the clown, half the world is laughing. A car alarm goes off, comical, on the soundtrack of the day, suddenly becomes an ear sore and is shut off. Ow. Colors are frying in the sun, melting, running all over my vision. The huge sun bears down on our tiny earth. The crinkling of that plastic bag on the line behind me. I'd better not do anything about it until I'm really annoyed. At last, it's 14 o'clock. I can breathe easy again. And then a vulture's breathtaking glide takes my breath away over air currents that rise beyond my red sneakers in the valley. Hot sunlight on the page, on the body. The neighbor's radio is playing Coolio's song Gangsta Paradise, for which I'm glad. Gangstas are shooting in Los Angeles at this moment, swelling throngs in heaven and hell. Vultures are zipping through the air between my body's eyes and the cement bridge far off across the river below. A fly kissed my knuckle as if I were already dead. Vultures fly crooked and high, and my body glows like a filament when the current of the sun goes through it. Holy chorus of paradise rises up like a prayer and fades out. A housefly like Tupac Shakur on the page, the sun's reflection in my thumbnail, the sunlight glancing off the length of the Bic pen to shimmer in the shadow of my writing hand. Mournful music next door. The man's gone. A woman's alone. Scrubbing something with a brush. Isn't that always the way? Photons collide with molecules at the surface of my skin, potentially threatening ultraviolet damage. I'm too hot. Unbutton my shirt. A bird calls, and I approach the end of this poem and death. It's these city streets I've been walking up and down. How can they not make a human tense? All that noise and exhaust crying out at the sky, which itself ends up being just as it was before, inexplicably blue. The clouds are alive today, pouring themselves into each other, moving fast, rolling and unrolling. A special effect. the dance of levitating water. Levitation is a great thing to do, but how? I'm sitting on the living room floor now, mostly water, not levitating. It's 1421. There's the snake basket right next to the clock. There's the Marie Claire magazine. There's the broken-down, indestructible plaid couch with my notebooks and novels sleeping on it. That purring kid purrs outside. It's a jungle out there. Someone just rang the doorbell.
Martina Rice Newberry from Learning by Rote. Endearments. The world, after all, is just a quote from your mouth to Lucifer's ear. Just a voice mouthing lust. Learning by Rote. Let's sail without maps, without moons, without boats. Pretend we're sailing without fear inside the world. After all, it's just a quote. Not courage, not love, nor promissory note anchors memory to mirrors, scale to note. Just a voice, mouthing lust, learning by rote those endearments that catch in our bruised throats, the endearments that drown in fear and mock the world. After all, is just a quote. How to make this work? A promissory note, when transient seas make direction unclear. And there's only a voice, mouthing lust, learning by rote. We reread the old texts, scan the coast, dance our dances for the puppeteer. The world, after all, is just a quote, just a voice, mouthing lust, learning by rote.